The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome to the show. I'm your host, David Williams, along with
Sam Brewski, and this is Hoop Ball Grizz. Hoop Ball Grizz, like all our shows here at Hoop Ball, is brought to you by our title sponsor, the Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee Company. You can check them out on their Twitter at High Kona Coffee. You can find them on Amazon by searching Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee or on their website at HawaiianIsles.com.
All right, guys. We are bringing you the weekly preview for the week of December 22nd. Sam, do you know what the Grizzlies' record is in December right now? Stumped him. It stumped the Schwam.
It did. I would say they're not super fantabulous, I can tell you that. I know they're not 4-0 like they should have been last week.
They're definitely not that. They are 500, though. They're 6-6.
They are 500.
So far, December Grizzlies are 6-6.
I actually was going to say 4-6.
You're going to say 4-6?
I was going to say 4-6.
Would have been close. Yeah. Not bad. 6-6 so far in December. Grizzlies have three games, kind of a slowdown week for them. They have played four games back-to-back weeks. Been a tough little stretch. Played well. They have played well enough to be a lot better than 6-6 in December for sure. But I can live with that. That's not a bad record. They have a chance going in. They have four games left in December. They can finish the game or finish the month above 500. I think they have a pretty decent shot. They have beat the Spurs. They played with OKC and could have beat OKC. And then they played Denver. Denver dominated them, as they should. Denver is a title contender. They are setting it close to the top of the Western Conference standings right now. I think they're second or third. So Denver is just a better team, and that's okay. We can live with that, and that's just temporary because the Grizzlies are young. They're getting better. Call me in 2 years. We're going to be dominating the Nuggets. It's going to be over.
Crushing them. I'll give it a maybe.
No, you can give it whatever you want. I'm giving it a 100%.
We're getting 35 wins this year, so.
And then they finish out the year. The Grizzlies finish out the month on the 29th against the Hornets at home. Definitely can finish this month above 500, mm-hmm. or at least at 500. I would love to see them beat the Spurs. The Spurs are not the Spurs of old. They're not playing well. They have one of the best coaches ever. So I feel like they're going to turn that around at some point. They have a lot of talent on that team. They have been trying to figure out the rotation because they have an abundance of wing players. DeJounte Murray, Patty Mills, Derek White, Bryn Forbes. Just a lot of guys that deserve minutes on that team. And so they're trying to figure it out. Just haven't played up to their potential. But Grizzlies have beat them once this year. Prove that they can do it. The way the Grizzlies are playing right now is opposed to the way that the Spurs are playing. Grizzlies can definitely win that game. I don't know about the Nuggets. That one's going to be a tough one. Not saying that they can't do it, but they're going to Denver. So traveling to Denver, winning there is tough. The elevation on top of home court advantage is just something that it has to affect you.
Yep.
It's going to be a tough win. If they win in Denver, I'll be super happy.
I'm going to say that they're going to lose so they can prove me wrong and they're going to win. So they're going to lose against Denver, calling it now.
And then they play the Hornets at home. I said that to end the month. We're not going to dig too much into the Hornets game today. I actually don't have anything on it at all. But the Hornets are a young team. They signed Terry Rozier after Kemba, or was it a sign-and-trade deal?
It was a sign-and-trade.
Sign-and-trade.
Scary Terry.
For Rozier. The big surprise for them, Devontae Graham has been playing out of his mind, most improved player of the year. He's running away with it right now. There's some guys that are in the talks, but right now, if he holds his pace, he's winning it. So, Grizzlies can still beat that team, though. They're young, just like the Grizzlies, and the Grizzlies have a better record than them right now.
I believe so.
Yeah. It's.
If not, it's close.
Let's finish the year strong.
Yeah.
Let's finish this month. Let's win three of the last four. I would love to see the Grizzlies win three of the last four games and finish the month. That would put them at 9-7 on the month. I'll take it. Especially after the way the season started, I didn't think the Grizzlies would win 20 games all year. It looked rough in the early going.
I didn't think. I know I said 35, but I remember after our first game, and I didn't see them winning 15. Yeah. That team right there wouldn't win 15.
No,
if they play like that, they don't win 10.
They have definitely matured a lot over the course of the first little over, we're probably pretty close to 2 months in at this point, right? Because you start in October,
end of October, right at two months in.
So they've matured a lot so far. So we'll go into the first game is at home Monday against the Spurs. We talked about the matchup a little bit. The Grizzlies beat the Spurs at San Antonio 113-109 in November. JV, Jaren Jackson, and Dylan, all three had big games. And I think that in order for the Grizzlies to beat them again, that those three guys are going to have to do the same thing. I don't know that the Spurs big men really have an answer for Jaren, JV, and Brandon Clark.
They didn't last year when we went to that game. It was Jonas's debut.
Just feed the big guys. If it's working, don't get away from it. If it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's right.
My three keys to victory in the Spurs game: rebounding. You can't let the Spurs had 7 offensive rebounds in the first matchup. You have to limit their second chance points. You can't give them. They have guys that are very efficient. DeMar DeRozan, always efficient. Been a top player in the league consistently now for a while. And they have LaMarcus Aldridge, another guy that is a very efficient scorer. You keep giving them second chances, it's going to come back and bite you. So, number one, rebounding. They need to clean up on the defensive end, get the rebounds, clear it out, push the pace. Controlling the pace is my second key to victory. Both teams are pretty high. The Grizzlies are 9th in the league in pace, and the Spurs are 11. But I feel like if the Grizzlies can control the pace of the game, they can easily win this game. And it's not because talent-wise the Grizzlies are head and shoulders better than the Spurs. It's basically because the way the two teams are playing right now, the Grizzlies are just playing better. It's just facts of the situation. If you ask me, do I want the two best players on the Spurs for my franchise or two best players for the Grizzlies? At the beginning of the year, I'm taking DeRozan and Aldridge. If I'm starting a brand new franchise, maybe I take the youth and Jackson and Morant. But those two guys, Aldridge and DeRozan, they're vets and they're proven. They're all-star caliber guys, maybe Hall of Fame guys. That, you know, they still got a little bit of tread on the tire. We'll see how their career ends. But plenty of talent there, and they have some young guys that are playing. DeJounte Murray, I talked about him. Actually, the first post game that we done, I talked about DeJounte Murray and how I like his game. Just great young player. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Looking forward to that. And I talked to my third key. I'm running off course already, Sam. So three keys of victory: rebounding, control the defensive glass. Don't let them get a second chance. Control the pace, Grizzlies. Execute your game plan. Play the game the way that you want to play it. And then the third is feed the big man. Let JV and Jaren Jackson go to work. Jaren wasn't in foul trouble in this game. Had a good game. JV had a double-double against him last time. Do you have JV's stats against the Spurs last time?
Yeah, actually I do. He had 18 points, 2 blocks, an assist, 12 rebounds, and he shot 9 for 12 from the field.
Had a good game. Jaren Jackson, he had 24, 6, and 5, a steal and a block. Dylan Brooks put up 21. I say those guys, those three, were big in that game. JV and Jaren both 8. Don't change your game plan. That game plan worked. Let those guys do it. Keep it the same in this next Spurs matchup. The Spurs have been struggling. Let's go in there. The Spurs are coming to the Forum. bring the Spurs on in and play the same game plan. Let the big guys eat until Pop figures out a way to stop it. Keep going with it. I want to see the Grizzlies finish this month above 500. I want to.
Yes.
And three of these last four games are very winnable.
Mm-hmm.
They can definitely beat three of these last four teams. So it's going to be interesting. This is going to be an interesting game. It is Monday, the 23rd, at the FedEx Forum, San Antonio Spurs. We'll see. You guys can hold us accountable. We're putting you on it. You got to let us know what's up with that one. We're going to see. You call us out if we were wrong. See if the Grizzlies can finish the month above 500. I'm saying they do. I think they finished these last four games. I'm calling it 3-1. I said 3-1 last week. It didn't work out. I'm hoping 3-1 over the next four games, Grizzlies finish the month above 500. We'll see.
Be great.
The next matchup is...
Oh, hang on.
Oh.
We have other stuff.
All right. Fire away.
We have all-time stats. I like covering these. So, the Grizzlies, all-time against the Spurs, have 25 wins. And the Spurs have 71. Pretty close there, isn't it?
Ouch.
And out of the last 10 they've played in the last couple of years, it's Grizzlies have three. It's 3-7.
3-7.
So, but in the last season series they won, I had to go back almost, it's been 15 years. It was 2004-05 season, and the Grizzlies won that series 3-1.
2004-05. 15 years since the Grizzlies have won a season series.
All the other ones have been really, really bad. There's been years they don't win at all, so.
Well, let's break that streak, Grizz. Let's do it.
Be like Nike and just do it.
Get it back. We can win this game and be in the driver's seat to win in the season series against the Spurs. All right.
15-year streak.
Break it. You got anything else before I
talk? No, that's it. I just like covering
it. I didn't want to step on your toes again. Yeah. I'm trying to move on to the next game, and you're like, whoa. I'll pump the brakes, man. If you got this stuff, let's get it in there. All right, so the second game is Thursday. It is going to be at OKC. Man, the Grizzlies just played OKC earlier this week and donked the game away. The Grizzlies could have won this game. They were outscored by 11 points in the fourth quarter. And the end of the game was awful. The Grizzlies had 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter. 7 turnovers in the fourth. They did not take care of the ball. The end of the... Why is he having Solomon Hill close the games?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I just... Solomon Hill was out there closing the game. Jaren was on the bench. JV was on the bench. I don't know. I got nothing.
I'll go slap him next time.
JV matching up against Steven Adams, to me, is a good matchup. I don't know why you don't have JV out there on the floor.
Maybe he's trying to lose.
Super strategic dumping method.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going on. Yeah, so, but there's no quest for Zion this year.
There's a quest for LaMelo
Ball.
Oh, then, I guess, but they really don't need him.
Man, we can have this conversation right here. We're going to get back to OKC.
Pause.
Sam, please give me your argument as to why you would not want the Grizzlies to draft LaMelo Ball.
Because of his dad. That's a big one for me right there. But anyway... But now, what position does he play anyway?
He plays the one.
That's what I thought. Okay, I just want to make sure. Well, we have Ja. We're good. We're gold.
Would you not say that he's the best talent in the draft?
Yeah.
Why would you not take the best talent and just figure it out?
Figure it out. Move Ja to the two.
Or not
move ball to the
move
two.
Ball to the two. He can shoot the ball.
Yeah.
He can shoot. He can play off the ball.
I really need to sit down and look at that.
And he's what LaMelo, he's grown too. I think he's like, is he 6'7", 6'8"?
I was thinking he's 6'7".
They need a guy that can score
from
the wing.
They need a small forward.
I'm all about taking the best talent available in the draft. You take the best talent and you figure it out.
Some teams aren't.
Now I'm going to go back to the I don't like his dad comment. This is not freaking little league basketball, bro.
It is.
It's not little league. He is not his dad. Lonzo is not his dad.
Luckily enough.
Their dad, and this will be the last time that I talk about their dad on this podcast because I don't like him either, but that's not going to affect. I like Lonzo Ball. I like LaMelo Ball. Their dad is a clown. That's 100% facts. If you've watched him on TV, he shows out. He gets publicity. They say any publicity is good publicity. I don't know. I don't always agree with that, but this isn't Little League, man. LaMelo is, he's a grown man. He's a kid right now. He's young. But don't, you cannot take, base your opinion, not logically base your opinion off of a player because of who their dad is or is not. Yeah. That's.
He ruined the Lakers for me.
Nah, if you have a strong front office, he's not going to affect anything. He's not going to come. I don't for one second believe that he's going to. If the Grizzlies end up with the number one pick and they take LaMelo Ball, his dad is never going to be an issue.
I hope not.
I don't think he will. I don't think they'll put up with it. You're an NBA franchise. This dude is nobody. Nobody. Don't put a microphone in front of his face. Tell your media members, hey, if you put a microphone in front of his face, you're getting your ass fired.
Fired.
Don't want to hear from you.
Vince McMahon, fired.
Yeah, it's so simple. You don't want any problems from him? Don't put a microphone in front of his face. His son is the best talent in this draft. I don't give a flying flip who his dad is. If I have the number one pick, I'm taking LaMelo Ball. There's still time for some of these guys in college to change my mind, to show that maybe they're better talent. But right now, what he's doing overseas, number one overall pick, hands down, LaMelo Ball. I know that he's typically a one, super talented. He can shoot the ball. I believe that he can play the two. I think that you could, with good coaching and building these guys up, you could play LaMelo and Ja in the same backcourt. I think you could. He's got enough length. You know, move him to the two, maybe three. I don't know. You know, I'm not a coach. There's options. And just because a guy is ball dominant doesn't mean that he can't play off of the ball. So, well, we'll see. The Grizzlies may not even come close to getting the number one pick. But like I said, I'm number one best talent in the draft, wherever your pick is, if you're one, if you're three, if you're 13, whoever is the most talented player. I don't care about fit. If your coaching staff is good, you get the best talented player, like the most talented player, and you can work all of that out. The rest of it is just logistics. Where are we at? Now we're back to OKC, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, rabbit trail. We'll get back. So the Grizzlies could have beaten OKC earlier this week. Grizzlies were outscored by 11 in the fourth. Last 2 minutes of the game were terrible. We were talking about why in the world was he closing the game with Solomon Hill, trying to figure it out. Grizzlies played well against them. At the end of the game, the defense was not good. They let Chris Paul come down, and Chris Paul's bread and butter is a mid-range jump shot. If he gets anywhere around a 12 to 18-foot jump shot and you leave him open, he's going to knock it down. He has made his career off of 12 to 18 foot jump shots. And at the end of the game, the Grizzlies defense just fell off of him. He came down, boom, knocks it down, wide open, maybe even a 10 foot jump shot. He was not at the free throw line. He was inside the free throw line, and there was just no rotation. He knocked it down. Brandon Clark had his career high in points, 27 points, 7 rebounds. Ja, 22 points, 5. Rebound, 7 assists, JV, 24 and 9. And Jaren not being on the floor. Jaren was in foul trouble in this one. You got to have him on the floor. 15 minutes. 15 minutes, that's all he played. And it's tough. You're not going to beat OKC.
You're not going to beat anybody that's any good.
Yeah, you're not going to beat any type of team at all, like a good team, if Jaren's only on the floor for 15 minutes. Dennis Schroeder blew up. He torched the Grizzlies, 31 points, scored 12 in the fourth quarter. 12 was 31 in the fourth. So keys to victory, Jaren on the floor, out of foul trouble. That's one. Number two is defense. OKC shot 55% from the field. And that little jumper from Chris Paul, if they play good defense right there, maybe that changes the game. If he doesn't get that wide open shot and they get a stop, the Grizzlies still have a chance to win that game. He knocks that shot down, pretty much seals the deal for him. And then the third thing that they have to do, they've got to close. The Grizzlies have been struggling to close the game. 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter. I talked about that a little bit earlier. 7. Solomon Hill, Coach Jenkins, please, are you putting him out here to close games so he's showing value for a trade to try and get assets for him? If that's what you're trying to do, I'm still not okay with it. Let the young guys close the game. Let them close it. We'll see. I think that this game is definitely a winnable game. Grizzlies, at this point in the week, should be around 2-0. Fingers crossed. We'll see. Third game of the week. Last game we're going to cover today is at Denver and is on Saturday. The last matchup.
Oh, hang on. You skipped over.
You got to keep me in line, man.
I know.
Chime in there, Sam. Yep. What you got? Sam's got some lifetime stats for us.
Yep, Grizz versus OKC all time. The Grizz have 27 and OKC have 63.
That's about as rough as the Spurs matchup.
Yeah,
it's
close. Yeah. It's close. And out of their last 10, the Grizzlies are 1-9.
Just can't seem to get it done against the Thunder.
Nope. And the last season series they won was in 2014-15.
14. That's not as bad as the Spurs.
Yeah, 3-1.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We ready to move on? You good? You got anything else for me?
That's it.
All right, the last game of the week, Denver on Saturday. Denver dominated the last game.
And Jokic didn't do super fantastic either.
He didn't have a good game at all.
He had like 8 points.
He had 9 points.
He had 9 points.
He didn't get in double digits in anything, which is not like Jokic at all. But I tell you who did have a good game. Mm-hmm. He was doing whatever he wanted to do. Jamal Murray had 39 the last time they played.
We went to that.
And I think he could have dropped 50 because he set.
Well, he sat the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, he was just on. And the Grizzlies had nothing for him on defense. They were not stopping him. He was doing whatever he wanted to do.
Well, he could have had somebody in his face and he was still making stuff. He was just having a night.
Yeah, he shot almost 60% from the field.
He was just having a night.
Jaren Jackson had 22 points in this game. Jokic is a great center. I'm maybe the best center in the NBA right now. It kind of depends on what your team build is and what you're looking for. For me, I like Jokic. I would say he's the best center in the league. There's some other guys that you can argue, but for health reasons, I'm taking him. Oh, well, Karl Anthony Towns is pretty healthy. I might take Kat. But Jokic is definitely top three. So you can argue Embiid. You can argue Kat. And that's about the only other two. I don't know. You got anybody else that you would say that would be in that conversation for the top three center
positions? I
don't
know about Embiid being up there, but who else would there be, really? He's been healthy this year, but the last few years he hasn't.
Well, Embiid doesn't – he's not going to play all the games. He's fragile. No. Maybe he gets stronger, quote-unquote, grows out of that phase. We'll see. But for me, I'm not even listening to Embiid being the best center just based off of durability. Karl Anthony Towns, I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But Jokic right now.
Jokic top two.
Yeah. I would say, and I say for me, I like him. I may take Jokic one for a center. So, you know, he always produces. But defensively, he's not athletic. And you got guys like Jokic trying to guard Jaren Jackson, it's not going to work out too well because Jaren is so much more. If you isolate and as well as Jaren Jackson can handle the ball, you could just destroy Jokic.
You could.
Yeah, Jaren Jackson had 22 in the last matchup. JV had 16 and 10. Brandon Clark, he had 19 and 5. He was perfect from the field.
Oh, yep, that was the perfect game. That's right.
8 for 8 from the field.
That was his perfect game.
So the Nuggets have big guys that are decent defenders. I think that the Grizzlies, an advantage for the Grizzlies, are the bigs. Honest to goodness. And it's not because I'm not saying that any of the Grizzlies' bigs are better than Jokic, but athletic-wise, Jokic, you know, like Jokic and Millsap are not going to pair up well against Jackson and JV. You can see by the numbers in the last game from these big guys, they done well. My three keys for victory in this game, number one, I'm going to actually reverse this a little bit. I'll get you what my number one was, but I'm changing this. Number one is Dylan Brooks for two reasons. Number one, Dylan Brooks, I've said this all year long, defensively plays with a lot of intensity. I don't know what he was doing in the last game. I don't know why he was not on Murray. Maybe he was on Murray and it just didn't matter. But defensively, Dylan Brooks has got to put the handcuffs on Jamal Murray. He's got to step it up. He can do it because in the Rockets game, I watched him. James Harden still got his because he's James Harden and he's going to. But Dylan Brooks was making him earn it. Dylan Brooks has got to play good defense on Jamal Murray. You cannot let him blow up the way that he did last game. So that's Dylan Brooks defensively and offensively. I said it earlier. The Grizzlies go as Dylan Brooks goes. He was 0 for 5 with 4 points in the last matchup. He did not make a single field goal in the game. Not a single shot from the field. He got his 4 points off from the charity stripe. Got to have you on the offensive end. Got to have you on the defensive end. Need you to step it up. Once you're stopping Murray, once you're scoring. So my number two, stop Jamal Murray. So Dylan Brooks is one, stop Jamal Murray is two. My third thing is pace. Denver is in the bottom 5 in the league for pace. They like to slow it down, play half court. Grizzlies are young and fast. They need to push the pace and try to wear this Denver team out. It may be tough because they're playing at Denver.
Yeah.
And that thin air may be a little much, but you have to impose your will. If you let the Nuggets slow the game down, they are a better half-court team. They will pick you apart. If you let Nikola Jokic get the ball, top of the key, he is like a 7-foot, 400-pound Rajon Rondo passing the ball.
Yeah. 400 pounds, I don't know. But
I'm exaggerating slightly. He's not quite that big. But
235,
He's not a small guy. Yeah. You know, 7 foot is obviously tall, but he's a little chunky. So
he's got tree trunks for legs is what he's got. Not kidding.
He's massive. Can't let him pick you apart. It's almost to pick your poison when it comes to the Nuggets and Jamal Murray was clearly not the right poison last time. Jokic didn't have a great game, but Jamal Murray went off. Paul Millsap had a pretty good game, too. I think he was over 20 in that game. Mm-hmm. But Murray done the biggest part of the damage. So control the pace. Dylan Brooks, step it up both ends of the floor. Need you knocking down shots on the offensive end, stopping Jamal Murray on the defensive end. The one thing, D'Anthony Melton has been getting more playing time, and he's a plus defender. D'Anthony Melton may be an interesting matchup on Jamal Murray because he has a speed, he has the length, a 6'9 wingspan. That may be the answer to stopping Jamal Murray.
I don't think he played in the last game, did he?
Man, I would have to look.
I don't think he did. I don't remember seeing him much if he did.
If he did, maybe it was junk minutes.
2 minutes.
I don't know. I'm going to look that up. What was that date? That was the 17th, wasn't it?
November 17th, yes.
I think he did play some, if I remember correctly. Yeah, he played 10 minutes, but wow. I don't know, like, how much of that 10 minutes was junk time? you know,
probably fourth quarter.
What was it, the end of the game when the Nuggets had the game in hand?
Up by 50 points. It wasn't that bad, but it was bad.
I think that's where those minutes came in. So it's going to be interesting. I don't, like I said, going into it, this is one that I think the Grizzlies are going to struggle to win because, number one, it's Denver. The elevation is going to be tough. Denver's hard to beat at home. I don't know. If they pull it out, maybe they can finish year 4-0 in this last stretch. That would be great. I just like to see them finish above 500 for the month.
That'd be nice.
Sam, you got some lifetime stats for me?
I do. The Grizzlies have 35 and the Nuggets have 55. So it's pretty lopsided on that one too. Not as bad as the other two, but not great either.
And yeah, here I am talking about the Grizzlies finishing the season, or not finishing the season, well, finishing the year.
This part of the season.
Right. The 2019 finishing it 3-1, and their lifetime record mm-hmm. against these teams is pretty rough.
They're all good teams, though. That's the thing. All these teams are good. So.
Sure, yeah. The Spurs were good for a long time, and Denver has been trending up.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Like I said, the Grizzlies are playing well. I'm happy with the way the Grizzlies are playing right now. There's some things, obviously, that you would like to see better. But it is what it is, man. We'll see. Fingers crossed that we can the Grizzlies can pull off a 3-1 finish. You got anything else for the Nuggets?
Their last 10, they're 4-6. Okay. So they're only down by 2, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, almost 500 there.
Yeah, it's close. And their last season series one was the 2016. They won all three games. They only played them 3 times that year, so.
Okay.
And it was 3-0.
So there we go. Not as bad. The Spurs, 15 years. Come on, Grizzlies, let's bust that up this year.
Yes.
All right, Sam, I need one other thing from you, man.
What's up?
I don't have to tell you. You know what it is.
I know what it is. It's the JV Fun Fact of the Day.
Fun Fact of the Day. Let's go.
I thought this one was pretty cool because Jonas, his childhood idol, the Arvydas Sabonis, who is now the Lithuanian basketball president, he runs all that. Back in 2012, he actually presented him, Jonas, at the Raptors game, the Lithuanian Player of the Year Award. I thought that was pretty cool. And he is like a huge fan of him because he's Lithuanian as well. So, I mean, that's his childhood idol. And he even came out and said, he goes, well, you know, that's my childhood idol, and now he's my boss. So,
what year was that again? I missed it. I'm sorry.
2012
Lithuanian Player of the Year.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
That was originally his first year in the NBA. He got drafted in 2011, but he didn't play. You know, yeah. He didn't play then. His first year there in the actual NBA was 2012-13. So.
You can find me. I'm on Twitter at DWill2111. The show is at HoopBallGrizz. Sam, where can we find you?
I'm on Twitter as well. It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
All right, that's all we got for today, guys. Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Yay, guys.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.